12.8. EDE 01100120251605, audio. Transporting the electrical chambers. I believe it is possible to send these two chambers directly into space. Always the same concern, to minimize the working time for astronauts in space. Without mathematical artifice, my logic dictates that I have the strongest mass at the base of the rocket and the lightest at the top. I do not know at the moment how much a liter of liquid oxygen or hydrogen can weigh. However, these fuels should be at the base of the different stages of a conventional rocket. The compromises of shapes, weight, are according to my understanding is difficult to get around for a terrestrial launch. Putting the entire station into orbit is also plausible if it is empty, fuel excluded. However, the force required for the launch and the environmental impact could cause damage to the global climate, and this must be avoided. For the moment and with incomplete knowledge, I opt for caution and continue my analysis with a compromise of space assembly. How to determine the diameter of these electrical chambers? Logically, by one of the diameters of the rocket. With more fuel, is it possible to send the entire rocket into space and then recover the various elements of the station included in the set? I don't have that answer. But I know one thing, you have to be realistic, and the super round and double rotation stations are part of the movies for the moment. This basic analysis of the SSV aims to put a gravity and safety station in a reasonable time towards space. I also think it is important to repeat that it is plausible to land it in the broad sense of the term on a surface other than the Earth, thus offering a possible living environment in extreme conditions. Mars, 38% of the Earth's gravity and the presence of an atmosphere that can be used as a re-entry brake. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This January 10, 2025.